From early in the morning until late at night, I was scarcely ever out of an action, either good or bad, or when not kept close at school or in doing jobs such as those I have before described. I was almost constantly engaged in some mischievous prank or other. I often, in a morning, set off stark naked across the fell, where I was joined by some associates, who in a like manner ran about like mad things, or like bedlamites who had escaped, climbing the tall trees at Eltringham for rooks' nests, at the hazard of breaking one necks or bones, was another piece of business which engaged our attention. I also was engaged in another equally dangerous prank, and that was by my having formed the resolution of curing a vicious runaway horse belonging to my father, which none durst mount. I, however, took the opportunity, when out of sight of any of the family, to do so, and with my hand entwined in his mane, and bare-backed, I set him a-goin' and let him run over sykes and bones, uphill and downhill, until he was quite spent. And in a short time, I discovered that to make him run at all, he must be whipped to it. At other times, I swam him in the river, till this and such like treatment made him look ill and quite tamed him. I've often since shuddered at the thoughts of doing these and such like desperate acts, and wonder how I escaped. My father mostly took me with him to church, but while we were there, except shooting as loud as I could while the psalms were singing, there was little to engage my attention. I therefore employed myself in almost constantly drawing various figures upon the soft-painted bookboard with a pin. In doing this, no one noticed me, especially as I held down my head, and having got the church service off, I repeated it the same as the congregation. Sometimes, the lads in the same class I belonged to, when we had been doing amiss, were sent and locked into the belfry, where we often amused ourselves by drawing each other up by the bell ropes to the first floor. But one of our comrades, who we were drawing up, having by the ropes slipping too violently through the hands of those who held it, he was precipitated to the ground, by which fall he was a good deal hurt. After this, that mode of punishing us altogether was dropped. It sometimes happened to me to be confined there alone, but having got up to the top of the steeple, and whether I had ventured a little down on the outside to look after birds' nests, I do not remember, but this was assorted by some of the women in the village, who, upon the occasion, found a great deal of fault with the parson for putting me into a place where such risks were to be run. The first time I felt compassion for anything, that is, my having caught the hare in my arms, the next occurrence of this kind happened with a board. I had no doubt knocked down many with stones before, but they had escaped being taken. This time, however, the little victim dropped from the tree, and I picked it up. Struck with its beauty, I instantly ran into the house with it. It was alive, and looked me so piteously in the face, and as I thought, could it have spoken, it would have asked me why I had taken away its life. I felt greatly hurt at what I had done. I turned it over and over, admiring its plumage, its feet, its bill, and every part of it. it was a bullfinch. I didn't then know its name, but was told it was a little Matthew Martin. This was the last bird I killed, but many indeed have been killed since on my account. I had before been at man-fights, dog-fights, and cock-fights, without feeling much compassion. Indeed, I was much more entertained at seeing the contortions and agitations of the clowns who surrounded the cockpit than I was at seeing the cocks fight. It was long before I felt disgusted at seeing men fight. This, however, happened at last. A travelling merchant, a slim-made, genteel-looking man, had perhaps forgot himself over a glass, and had also, upon that occasion, not minded what company he was in. He couldn't, however, be long in such company without being insulted. But be that as it may, a fight ensued. I saw only the concluding part, and was extremely shocked at seeing it. For the stranger was sitting propped up with his arms behind him, quite spent and speechless, and looked like a corpse. After sitting a short time in this helpless state, the sturdy barbarian, his opponent, walked coolly up to him, and with a blow on the face, laid him flat on the ground. I thought he was killed, at which I became so frantic with rage that I believe at that moment, if I had had a pistol in me hand, I would have shot him.